Should I stage my home to sell it? What are the pros and cons? Welcome, everyone, to Just Ask the Appraiser. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, and today we're going to talk about the world of home staging. Is it worth the effort and the expense for sellers? Let's explore the pros and cons of this practice and help you make an informed decision. Let's start with the positive aspects of staging a home for sale. First and foremost, it's all about the enhanced first impression. Picture this. You walk into a vacant, cold, and empty house versus a warm and inviting space with carefully arranged furniture, art, and decor. Which one would you be more likely to remember and feel comfortable in? The answer is clear. Staging creates a memorable first impression. But it's not about aesthetics. Staging can help it highlight potential of differences in the rooms. Imagine a small bedroom transformed into a cozy home office or a nursery. By showcasing versatility, staging helps buyers see the possibilities and encourage them to visualize how they could use the space to meet their own needs. Furthermore, staging adds a professional touch to the presentation. It can be particularly helpful if the seller's personal design choices are too specific or polarizing. It helps neutralize the space and allow potential buyers to picture themselves living there without being distracted by someone else's style. In our digital age, online listings are critical. Staging plays a pivotal role here as well. Staged homes often photograph better and stand out in online listings. When scrolling through a sea of properties, a well-staged home is more likely to catch a buyer's eye. High-quality photos of a staged property can generate more clicks and inquiries, potentially leading to a quicker sale. And speaking of a quicker sale, that's one of the key benefits of staging. Staged homes tend to sell faster than vacant or poorly presented properties. This is not only saves the seller's money on holding costs, but also reduces the stress associated with prolonged sales process. It's a win-win for both the seller and the buyer. Now let's shift our focus to the challenges and drawbacks of staging. One of the most significant cons is the cost. Staging can be expensive. Sellers need to budget for hiring a professional stager, renting furniture and decor, and potentially making updates or repairs to the property. These costs can add up quickly, cutting into the seller's profit margin. But cost isn't the only concern. Staging can also be inconvenient. It's a time-consuming and often disruptive process. Sellers may need to relocate their furniture while the staging is underway. And maintaining the staged look can be challenging, especially if the property is still being lived in. It's not always easy to keep up with everything picture perfect. Then there's the issue of taste differences. Staging choices can be highly subjective. What one person finds appealing, another may not. For example, some buyers might be put off by bold color schemes or certain furniture choices. It's crucial to strike a balance that appeals to a broad range of potential buyers, not just one person. After all, the goal is to attract as many offers as possible. Maintenance is another consideration. Keeping a staged home in pristine condition during the selling process can be challenging. With multiple showings and foot traffic, wear and tear or accidental damage can occur, potentially undermining the positive impression created by the staging. It's a constant effort to maintain that polished look. Finally, staging can limit the flexibility of a potential buyers. Some may be hesitant to make an offer on a staged property because they fear it will be challenging to change or customize to their taste. They might feel locked into a particular design style, which can be a deterrent for some buyers who value personalization. In conclusion, staging a home for sale can be a powerful marketing tool, but it comes with its fair share of pros and cons. It enhances the first impression, highlights a property's potential, and makes for compelling online listings. Plus, it can lead to a faster sale, which is significant advantages for the sellers. However, the cost can be substantial. It can inconvenient and be disruptive. There's always a challenge of appealing to diverse tastes. Maintenance is a consistent concern, and staging can limit the flexibility of potential buyers. Should you stage your home for sale? It ultimately depends on your specific situation, budget, and market conditions. Not every property requires staging, but for some, it can make the world of difference in attracting buyers and securing a favorable sale. Weigh these factors carefully, and remember, it's all about finding the right balance between investment and return. Thank you for joining us on this extended exploration of home staging. I hope you found this discussion informative and helpful in your real estate endeavors. If you have any questions or topics you'd like for us to cover in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out. And just remember, just ask the appraiser. And don't forget to like, subscribe for more information content. See you next time.
You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.